Word of mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Got milk tolerance? Only about one-third of adults on Earth can properly digest dairy. A project uniting archaeologists, chemists, and geneticists is studying the history of milk in Europe, where lactase persistence, the ability to digest milk as an adult, is thought to have emerged only 7,500 years ago. There's been a wave of discoveries suggesting that a number of lactose hotspots, that's where ancient humans developed the genetic mutation for tolerating milk, experienced significant advantages, allowing ancient humans to survive and changing the course of human history. Mark Thomas is an evolutionary geneticist at University College London. He's co-founder of Lecce, a collaborative research project tracing lactose persistence in early Europe. Mark Thomas, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you very much.
So two-thirds of the world cannot drink milk. Why not?
Well, they can drink milk, but they would suffer unpleasant side effects because they're unable to digest the sugar that's in milk, which is called lactose.
So children can, of course, tolerate mother's milk. How does that shift as a person grows up?
So all children, the vast majority of children, produce the enzyme that is necessary to break down lactose. We can't absorb this sugar on its own. It has to be digested. And it's digested by a single enzyme called lactase. So all children produce this, but then most people in the world stop producing it sometime after the weaning period is over, and that's variable when that happens. But usually by adulthood, if they're on that genetic program, then they won't be producing this enzyme in anywhere near sufficient amounts to digest any sugar that's in milk that they consume.
How and when did the very first adult humans develop the ability then to tolerate dairy?
I mean, I should say we don't precisely know, but we have a number of different ways of trying to estimate that, and that includes getting DNA from archaeological sites, from people from thousands of years ago, and all of them seem to be converging on it evolved in the last 10,000 years. It's also evolved, I should point out, that it's evolved a number of different times. So most Europeans, and also people from Southern Asia, so the Indian subcontinent, Pakistan, and so on, they carry a particular mutation which we think originated around 7,000 or 8,000 years ago. But there are people in the Middle East and in Africa who have different mutations. However, we think that those different mutations also originated in the last 10,000 years.
Well, let's connect this mutation then to development. So there's a genetic mutation that allows people to tolerate milk or humans to tolerate milk. What kind of advantages did this mutation offer?
Well, that's actually the $1,000 question. I mean, we don't know. It's, we've got a number of good ideas. Most of those would work or probably did explain why it was an advantage. But the problem here is when we measure how big an advantage this ability to digest the sugar in milk was, the advantages are just breathtaking. 5 or 10% more of people that can digest the sugar in milk survived than those that couldn't. Oh. And this is going on over a period of 7,000 or 8,000 years since it originated. Those are enormous selective advantages. I mean, as much as just about any other trait that's evolved in the last 30,000 years. And it's just too big to explain simply.
Some of the notes I see here is that 19% more fertile offspring than those who lacked this gene.
Actually, well, that's an upper end of how advantageous it was. I think we can probably put it as somewhere between 5 and 10% more offspring of people who had this genetic variant survived to adulthood and reproduced.
So that means we are probably descended from people who survived. And did that just reinforce the milk tolerance generation by generation?
Well, yes, exactly. I mean, a selective advantage is really a measure of how quickly a genetic trait increases in frequency in a population.
So the ability to tolerate lactose leads to what? Domesticating animals, supports early humans to stay in place?
That used to be a really major question. We think we know the answer now. It is likely that if you can digest the sugar in milk, then you're more likely to take up dairying, the production of milk. But we now believe that it was dairying that came first, and that allowed us to then evolve the ability to digest milk. So the first people that were dairying, the first people that had milkable domesticated animals, lived in the Middle East around 10,500 years ago. We now believe that those people were not able to digest the sugar in milk, but there are things they can do. So the first thing they can do is they can give that milk to their children. And of course, that's always an advantage. It allows women to wean early. So that decreases, if you like, the interbirth interval, the time between first child, next child and next child. Mm. But also, we can do other things. We can ferment milk. Now, if you milk a cow in the morning in central Germany, by lunchtime, it's still milk. If you milk a cow in central Turkey in the morning, by lunchtime, it's yogurt. And as it ferments, the lactose gets broken down. If you ferment it further and make other products like butterfat and cheese, there can be very little lactose left. So if you meet somebody at a party and they say, oh, I can't eat that cheese because I'm lactose intolerant, you probably don't shut up because they don't know what they're talking about. I mean, you know, most people who are lactose intolerant can still consume cheeses because they have much less lactose in them.
Mark Thomas, you know, I'm thinking about Jared Diamond's book, Guns, Germs, and Steel, as the elements which gave evolutionary advantages to some people and not to others. So is it now not guns, germs, and steel, but milk that allowed human beings to survive?
Yeah, you can add milk to that, yes. Yes, I mean, it's quite clearly that's the case. I mean, of course, you should remember that we are all descendants of survivors. Not everybody reproduces, but every single one of your ancestors reproduced. So we're all a product of those evolutionary processes. Every single one of our ancestors carried a set of genes that was advantageous. But you can zoom in on particular genes and you can see that milk and the ability to digest lactose was incredibly important for the evolution of a number of populations in Europe, in Southern Asia, in Africa, in the Middle East.
How did it spread around, this genetic mutation that allowed lactose tolerance? I mean, Hungary is one of the places that you mentioned, but how did it get to across the globe and not in certain pockets?
People like moving around. I mean, this is one thing that is ubiquitous in human history is migration. People move around, genes spread. People like indulging in the processes by which genes spread, which is moving and reproduction. So they, you know, gradually they spread over, you know, large areas of the world. There are many areas of the world where it's extremely rare. So, for example, in East Asia, amongst native Australians, amongst native Americans. But it did manage to spread throughout many parts of Africa, particularly East Africa, throughout many parts of Europe and Southern Asia.
So if you were to imagine it differently, where would humankind be if this mutation did not develop? Would the world be drastically different?
Yeah, I mean, our diets would certainly be different. Our economies would be different. I mean, of course, you know, dairy and agriculture is a massive part of the global economy now. And indeed, it props up the economies of a large number of countries, particularly countries like New Zealand, Australia. Much of the USA's economy, the agricultural economy, is down to dairy as well.
Well, I can't wait till all these international dairy councils settle on this news and start advertising that milk is why we survived as humans.
Well, that's true. I mean, they know. It's somewhat surprising to me that they haven't used that fact more because we know that it is such a big advantage. But as I say, going back to your earlier question, we got some ideas about why it was an advantage, but we don't really know all the reasons why it was such an advantage to us.
Mark Thomas, evolutionary geneticist at University College London. He's co-founder of Lecce. That's a collaborative research project tracing lactase persistence in early Europe. Thank you so much for joining us, Mark.
My pleasure.
And we do have a link to more about the rise of lactase persistence at wordofmouthradio.org.